We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We had learned on Friday, we're on page Yud Chet. We had learned on Friday that one of the major causes why people lie is because they enter communal pressure to live up to a certain standard, a monetary standard. You got to drive a certain car, carry a certain phone, wear certain clothing, and that puts a person in a bind financially, and then people start cutting corners in their honesty. Aside from that, the Chafetz Chaim had added, sometimes that can also bring a person to a point where he risks his health. He works too hard in order to compete with the Joneses. Kitachad me'ata kavod asher yenchilo ha'yetzer ra mitchila al yedei hanagato yenchileu ata mishne kiflaim kalon. What happens then is through a person's worries, he ends up in shame because he tries to gain a little bit of honor to compete with the neighbors, but then he ends up doubly shamed. The shakol mevazino to avud mehem, because when his dishonesty is uncovered, then everyone mocks him. I was once invited to a bar mitzvah, where the bar mitzvah boy took us down to the basement to show us his room. So we went to his room. And we saw he had a whole arcade there, you know, like, you guys know what an arcade is, right?
Right,
we didn't have to put in any money, and we could play all the games, and he had this fantastic room.
That's better than boxing.
Yeah. So, we were blown away by the wealth of the whole bar mitzvah, and everything was very gaudy, and okay, fine. Sometimes you go to bar mitzvahs like that. A few years later, his father, who was a banker, was caught on embezzlement charges. Wow. And it wasn't only embezzlement charges. It turns out that he had convinced a lot of people to invest through him. Wow. And all that money disappeared.
Bernie,
yeah. So, the guy is still sitting in prison, right? People want his head. Because he, a lot of their money disappeared. And it's amazing to see how things went from being top of the world, and everyone was at that bar mitzvah going, wow, seeing all the fancy things in the house, and suddenly his whole world turned upside down to the point where even his wife left him. You know, when she discovered that this, everything she'd been living was a facade, and suddenly no one wanted to have anything to do with him. On the contrary, people were ready to kill him. I was told it was literal. So she wanted to have nothing to do with him either. And suddenly the whole world turned on him. He was left with his money, but nothing else. I don't know if he's left with his money.
No,
that's if they
people take the money away to satisfy the claimants.
They couldn't find it at last.
Oh, okay.
Last I heard, the government didn't know where it was hidden.
Oh, okay.
So at any rate, that's what Chafetz Chaim says. Initially, when a person promotes himself, cuts corners, and advances financially in order to impress other people, so initially he gains a little bit of honor. But then, when the bubble bursts, so then he gets double the shame. And that's only his punishment in this world. There's still a punishment waiting for him in the world to come for that sin of thievery. So that's the Chafetz Chaim. He says people buy things that they don't need. People enter debt that's unnecessary. They do all this to impress other people. Then it pressures them to cut corners in their honesty. And then they end up being shamed because they get caught on their dishonesty. So that's the conclusion of that thought. We'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow.